And now, part two of the crossover, already in progress.
Process getting us to the states, we're still processing.
Absolutely.
We're doing better.
Oh, we're doing a lot better. We're doing a lot better. I just think it's just a lot of people, we just need to get our minds right. And I guess for a lot of the old thinking. And once that gets away, and then it's a lot of these quote unquote woke people, we need that. But it's a lot, like I said before, and I'm not trying to be hating on my people. I love my people. If anybody know me, know that. We just got to get our minds correct. And like he was saying about the whole thing with property and stuff, you know how many people you would have said that to who would have went off on you? It's their fault. This and that. All right, crabs in the barrel. They don't post to belong in the barrel. Like you said, how are we going to get out? And it's just, you look at it, we make more money than anybody else. What they say, we got less than 12% of the wealth, but spend more than 60, 70%.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, man, we could take everything hostage if you wanted to. Imagine if black women said, we're not buying no hair care products for a month.
Right.
Imagine if we all just say collectively, dude, we're not buying Nikes anymore. We're not buying this anymore. They would have to bend to our will. And not just that, the rest of the world follows suit. But like you were saying, we got to come together. We need that leadership. And a lot of that stuff is... We like I said, the whole wolf thing, a lot of problem is we got to be able to do for ourselves. And I think, and if I'm talking too much, please let me know.
You're saying, bro, go.
Yeah, I'm going to roll, man. I know I'm going to roll. And I don't want to be like, yeah, he just talking forever. But I just think a lot of time we are like the only people, like I said before, who are predisposed to looking for a leader. And if somebody needs to see somebody do something for something to happen, or once something this happens and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you look at it, something need to be done, do it. Like Robert Kelly, do you think if he was rampant in the Asian community, it would have went this long? Or any other? Nah. But maybe that's a little off. But I'm just saying, we need to come together. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. But we need to just come together.
Run that back again, because, you got the Weinsteins and all them cats now, too, that's been dirty, nasty dogs too in the
dude. You true.
And all them. And
oh, good point. Good counterpoint. You know, yeah, you got a good point. You got a real good point.
Maybe.
Touche.
Who knows what other cultures are doing and just keeping silent? Who knows what other cultures are doing?
Yeah, because
and
with
just
the upstream with him, they said that he was known to have the younger women. And he pleaded guilty because he did not want to reveal the other high-powered people of the United States that have used those young girls.
Whoa, yes. So he was willing to take the bullet. Damn, yes. Talk about loyalty.
And then Acosta's got him basically out of it. I mean, he did 13 months still. 13 months and 6 days a week, you're going home for 12 hours a day, you weren't in jail.
Oh, no. That's like Monopoly, man.
6 days out of 7 days, wow. You can go home for 12 hours a day? Wow. And then you were in a private sector once you were in there for 13 months?
That's sweet.
Yes. And you had all those girls for all those
that's
years?
A vacation. Look, that's just time for you to not have to hear the shit from your nagging ass wife.
Yeah.
Because you know the wife is at the crib.
I don't know if he's married or not. I don't think he is. They said that he was a really, really, he's a party guy. He was always a party guy. He was always somebody that they just thought that he had money because the way he acted and what he did. And he just built his business by being around a lot of rich people. Yeah. His story is amazing. I was very intrigued reading about him.
Maps, do you see why L is such an intricate part of the Talk Black to Me radio podcast, man?
Man, you telling me, it's like you telling me why the sun is bright, man. You preaching to the choir, man. You preaching to the choir, dog. I already know. That's why I was like, man, I feel sorry for having to keep both of us together. But it's not a matter of if she can do it or not. I just don't want to inconvenience her. Because AI don't struggle. She just lifts. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you. Thank you, Ja. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Mavs.
No, I'm dead serious. Because I told you earlier, man, that if it wasn't for L,
this would be all over the place without her. It's a little lack of structure. God, it'd be all over the place, man. It's only funny because I know it would.
Yo.
Okay, well, in that case, L, what else are we about to talk about?
Well, technically, while we've been talking, I was trying to look up, you know, since we're in Georgia, Maps. On the news today, it said, you know, Georgia is the ranked fifth amongst the hate groups.
I can believe that.
And I was reading it a little bit and I saw North Carolina was 11th. I'm trying to find 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I really don't appreciate the way that he responded to that, man. I'm just like,
okay, listen, let me tell y'all this. All right, check this out. I'm Detroit born and raised. Side note, my mama is from Pritchett, Alabama. My grandma is from Alabama. My family down there is in Atlanta right now, okay? So I lived in Atlanta for a while, okay? Now, for me being from up here, I've been this militant in this my whole life. I never seen a Confederate flag till I went to Atlanta. My cousins had to stop me from stepping to these people.
You ain't seen no Confederate flag in Atlanta. You probably seen a Confederate flag in Georgia. You ain't seen one in Atlanta. Now we don't let them.
I agree that. Okay, side note with that. That whole city is so big to me. When we got down there, all this is Atlanta. Like, where were you at? Oh, we in Stone Mountain. Stone Mountain, Atlanta? No, that's not Stone Mountain. That was the first time I saw Stone Mountain. I'm like, is that the Confederates? And it was like, yeah. And I'm like, wow. Like, for me, I'd never seen any of that stuff until like I got to the South. And it just blew my mind.
And remember, our state flag was a Confederate flag.
What's up? Say it again.
It used to be. Yeah, it used to be.
What are you talking about?
Our state flag had the Confederate.
Oh, yeah, all Southern states had some resemblance of it. Alabama.
Yeah, that may be what Maps is talking about, that he saw in Atlanta.
Yeah, Mississippi still got it. You know what I'm saying? And then,
I just know there's a lot of stuff down there. A lot of them stand your ground. It's in the whole South, not just in Georgia, it's the whole South as a general. So I can see that jump. But then again, it's a lot of it up here too, on the low.
But Ja, you know. I guess I was a little shocked to see that we're fifth out of 50 states. But I'm not surprised. I was just a little shocked that it was fifth.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked it would be that high.
You know, Georgia's like out of 50 states, Georgia's what, 45 out of 50 states when it comes to education. But, you know, we're fifth when it comes to having hate groups.
Wait, hold up. Georgia is what, 55 in education?
I said 45 out of 50. I don't know the recent one, but we used to be very low on the totem pole, but I do not know the recent
and we're number what for racism? Yeah. So we raising a bunch of dumbass racists.
Yep. I mean, well, you know, Georgia was the colony state that the prisoners went to. They would send the prisoners to Georgia.
I bet you one of them is Detroit. Michigan.
Detroit's most violent, mostly probably most violent. I would say we probably got the most hate groups, probably. I'll give you that.
What would you say?
I said Michigan, we probably have the most hate groups. I will give you that. Like, what is it? Yeah. Hope was like the home birthplace, like the home of the KKK, the Grand Dragon. and if it makes y'all feel any better, they just ruled in our state about a year ago that they don't have they're not obligated to teach our kids how to read. So one of the reasons why I'm probably going to be moving down to Georgia. What? So yeah.
Wait, what, bro?
Yeah, the state said they are not obligated to teach your children how to read. I wish I was making it up.
Who Who came up with that?
I'm not sure that. I guess so. Yeah, they passed it. They passed it, and they said that that's another reason why my wife is like, we got to go. Like, my daughter's school. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So if the state passed it, all of them have education. They have college education.
They're not sending their kids to public schools, though. That's it. Public schools.
That is insane. That is insane.
For real.
It's like listening to your cousins you only see on holidays. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Did you like that? I knew you would. Part 2. The Crossover. I, Black Man Podcast, with Miles Amadeus Prower, talk black to me with your brother Ja Ali. And yours truly, LL. Email us at talkblacktome@mail.com. That's talkblacktome@mail.com. Like us on all social media. Talk Black to Me. Leave your ratings and reviews. Read up on the links and leave your comments. Thank you for listening to Talk Black to Me with your brother Ja Ali. Peace.